Blog Talk Radio.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be
good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wise Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexities of marriages between straight women to gay men. Tonight, we have a special edition. It's our special Valentine's show, because actually my show is on vacation until the beginning of March, when it will return. And we'll have some wonderful guests who are part of our new effort of our new book, Straight Wise Shattered Lives 3. And some of the women who have written for that book will be on the show to share their stories with you and their experiences to help bring some reality to your lives that you're not the only ones who are going through all of this. Tonight is a special show, though. It's our Valentine's Day show. I thought that straight wives deserve a special show for Valentine's Day. And I asked my wonderful friend Deborah Sutton to join me for this show because Deborah certainly has put a lot of time into straight wives over the years, and she really knows our women because she is one of our women, and she's done many of these shows with me. She's an author also, and she's written about straight wives and other stories as well. So, Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Bonnie. It's nice to be back.
It's a shame we were talking. You're in Texas where the weather is very rough right now, right?
Yes, we're getting a winter storm in tonight, and it's supposed to be really cold, supposed to snow here.
And you're not really used to that in Texas, right?
No, not the snow. It gets kind of cold here, but not used to the snow, and I'm just hoping that I don't lose power.
Well, Deborah, I am used to the snow, and I absolutely hate it, so I'm really sorry it's coming your way. But it'll be starting where you are and moving its way up to us again, I'm sure. We've only had snow like 7 times this week and a half. So it is kind of discouraging. But like I told you earlier, spring is on the way. We have to be eternally optimistic that we'll see that sun pretty soon and say goodbye to the cold weather. It's been a rotten winter for so many people.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you on Valentine's Day because this is a day of love. It's a very tough day for many of our straight wives. And I wrote a column 20 years ago, believe it or not. And I wanted to read it and then get your input on it, Deborah. And this is what I know exactly when I wrote it because it was in the early days of my newsletter, because I could tell from the dates that I discussed my own life in here. And it says, in the past, I've written about the difficulty that straight wives have during the holiday season. It is not uncommon for depression to set in somewhere around Thanksgiving and continue right through the New Year's. During that six-week period, there are three holidays that revolve around family happiness and unity, something most of us are missing. While we get caught up in the preparation for these holidays, we can't help but to feel an emotional letdown when they actually take place. We know what they represent, and yet we never feel the wonder and joy of what the holidays represent that others are feeling. We go through the motions, waiting for the emotional impact to kick in, but when it doesn't, that's when the depression sets in. And now, just as we start to get back to our normal existence state of mind to cope in our relationships, we are once again brought down by the most hurtful holiday of all, Valentine's Day. This is the day that exemplifies love and romance. It's hearts and flowers all the way. It's the day that symbolizes what being in love is all about. It's the day where two people who love each other take the time to stop and think about that love and to remember how it feels to be in love even when some of the passion has faded through the years. If you are the wife of a gay man, this is a day that really hurts. This day, more so than all the other holidays, is a slap of reality about your marriage. You see, on the other holidays, you can cover yourself with the veil of illusion because they are family holidays. Whatever you are lacking in your marriage can be compensated for through your children and other family members. But Valentine's Day is different. It's about the two of you. And no matter how you justify it by thinking it's a day of love in general, it's not. Yes, you can buy Valentine's Day cards for your son or daughter, mother and father, coworkers and friends to try to make it better. But there's really no escaping what it really is, a holiday for lovers. The reason why this holiday is so painful is because it's upfront and personal and right in your face. No matter how you try to avoid dealing with the reality of living with a gay husband on a day-to-day basis and lull yourself into a false sense of security, Valentine's Day reminds you of the lie you are living with the man whom you fell in love with and married in good faith. It's a reminder of everything that you're supposed to have but were cheated from having. And the man who robbed you of your dreams is still lying in the bed next to you. Each morning when you wake up with him next to you, it's one more day of living a lie. Now, the lie wasn't your lie to start with. It was his lie. But it's become your lie because you're living it with him. You're going through the motions of what marriage is supposed to be, but it's failing way short of what your intentions were when you made that commitment at the altar. Your husband, who promised to love and cherish you through sickness and health till death do you part, never mentioned that he would never be able to love you in the way you needed to be loved. In fairness, maybe he didn't know that he wouldn't be able to do it. No doubt he was hoping that he could pull it off. And I'll even go so far to say that maybe he didn't come to terms with the fact that he was gay on that life-changing day. But in almost all cases, he knew he was having conflicting feelings. He knew something was off, even if he couldn't figure out that it was homosexuality. Even when I speak to gay men who tell me they honestly didn't believe they were gay or hadn't acted on these impulses prior to marriage, they still knew looking or thinking about men sexually aroused them. And even if they still couldn't come to terms with that, they knew when they stopped making love to you early in the marriage that they were not attracted to you because you were a woman. But they kept quiet because they were afraid that if they told you their secret, you may blow it for them. You might pull away from their security blanket, leaving them vulnerable and feeling naked. It wasn't always an easy choice for them to keep lying to you, but it was easier than telling you the truth. So to those of you who are living one of the many situations that bring us all together under this umbrella of commonality, let me personally wish you a happy future Valentine's Day. Believe me, it could happen to you just like it happened to me. This is the day I celebrate in a big way. It's a day that makes me happy because I have a man whom I'm in love with. He makes my heart flutter and my knees still get shaky when we touch, and that's after 8 years. I don't say that to brag, but rather to let you know that life was meant to be. You were meant to have a man who can love you and make love to you. You were meant to meet someone who would cherish you and treat you as if you were the most important part of his life. The fact that you were sidetracked doesn't mean that you are doomed forever. It's never too late to find the happiness you're seeking as long as you don't give up hope. And even if you don't want to think about falling in love, at least think about not living in an abusive situation. Work on loving yourself enough to move away from a man who is not your soulmate, but who is destroying your soul instead, one layer at a time. Go out and buy yourself a giant box of chocolates. Enjoy each one of them as you remember how sweet life is supposed to be and how wonderful it will be once you remove yourself from a disastrous situation. And I wrote that 20 years ago, and I know that because it said I've been with my wonderful partner 8 years, and now we're up to 28 years, so that tells you how old this column is. And now I'm old, and he's old, and we're still making love, and we still get excited when we're with each other, and we still have that intimacy and that passion, compassion, and it's only grown stronger over time. So, you know, I think that says a lot for what love is supposed to be when you have two people in a straight relationship.
Yes, so that's wonderful, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you found that.
I know, but me too. But the thing is that I was looking for it at that time. It took me a long time to heal from my gay husband who just smashed me down to the ground and left me with no self-confidence at all and made me feel like I wasn't worthy of being loved. Did you feel like that too in your marriage, Deb?
I did, and I felt insignificant. Very insignificant. So I'd rather be living by myself than in a marriage like that again.
I know, life, so true.
Yeah, it is better to be by yourself than to live in that. You know, a loveless marriage, it is.
One of our women wrote to me yesterday, and she's one of the participants in our new book, Straight Wives, Shattered Lives 3. And she said to me, she spent 24 years on Valentine's Day being miserable because no matter what it represented, this is something she didn't have, and it was more painful while she was living in that marriage. Now that she's not in it anymore, she feels a sense of joy because even though she's not with somebody else, she can feel the joy of the holiday without having all the emotional baggage that weighs you down. Because when you're in these marriages, these men are incapable of giving you what you need as far as love. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. And I have a daughter that was born on the day after Valentine's Day and a granddaughter born on the same day. So I kind of, you know, think of them and make the day about them instead of Valentine's, like Valentine's Day. They're my little Valentine's.
And I think that we can all look at it like that. You know, we love our children, we love our grandchildren, but why, and you can do that, you know, after your marriage is over because you don't have that baggage hanging down, making you realize you don't have it with the man that you love. So wasn't it easier once your marriage was over to feel like that?
Yes, yes. Yeah, but I've been divorced for 9 years now, so I've done a lot of healing over the years. But it's very difficult living in it and not knowing what's wrong.
It is, and that's why. Do you remember some of the Valentine's days when you were married in your bad marriage?
Yes.
Were any of them worth celebrating?
Not really. He did buy me an occasional card or something, but he wasn't much on celebrating any holidays, you know, Christmas or, you know, he wasn't into any of that, so.
Did he ever make you feel on Valentine's Day that you were special?
Not really. He did buy an occasional card, but no. No, I didn't feel special.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the hardest part, is that when you love someone and you're supposed to be celebrating a holiday of love and there's no love coming back from that person except a card or a box of chocolates, you know, all your hopes and your dreams of romance within these marriages, they go down the drain, wouldn't you say so?
I would, yes.
And I think that's the worst part.
It's just that feeling of insignificance. Now, when I look back, I feel like I was just some kind of backdrop in his life, not significant at all. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's even worse reminder once a year when they have a special day for lovers, and the man that you love is not loving you back in the way that he needs to, because romance is not part of his equation. Would you say that's true?
I'll say that's true, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Deb, one of the things that you've done a lot of work on is narcissism. You know, you have your blogs about that, and people come to you for advice on that. So where do you feel that narcissism falls into this?
Well, I think, you know, some people are just narcissists, and it doesn't have anything to do with their sexuality. They're really two separate issues, but there are straight men and gay men that can be narcissists, you know. But I think, you know, that a gay man can behave narcissistically in a marriage to a woman because he's not really into you. He doesn't really want to be there with you, and his behavior may seem narcissistic, and if he were to ever come out in the open with his sexuality, maybe some of that narcissism would go away if he was true to himself, you know, and lived an authentic life, but
I don't think that would matter.
Huh?
I don't think that would matter.
You don't think that would matter?
Even when they come out, it's all about them all of the time anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there are people with that disorder, you know, there are straight men with it and gay men, so... That doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're living with a narcissist, somebody who can't focus on you because you're too interested in themselves, they can never give you what you need in your relationship. And the problem is that for women, I always tell them that if they don't take the time to get healed after a relationship, they're just going to repeat that same pattern with somebody else, and it may not be gay, but that person could definitely be a narcissist, because narcissists look for women who are kind and giving and vulnerable women. Would you say that's true?
I think it's true, you know, because they are takers and they look for somebody that's giving.
Mm-hmm. And they can recognize women who are vulnerable, right?
They can. They're pretty good at sizing people up.
Mm-hmm. And they intentionally are looking for women who they can control and who they can take advantage of. And coming out of the marriage to a gay man, you are very vulnerable. And you're also very needy, I would say, in most of our cases. And that's where the mistakes come in, because we've been deprived for so long of having, you know, affection and sex in our relationships, that when somebody comes along and they give us a little flattering or a little love bombing, you know, we fall for it so easily. Would you say that's true?
I would. I was married to a man that was straight the first time I was married, and he was very narcissistic, and I think that's what led me to the second marriage.
Mm-hmm. Because we feel that we're not good enough, and we feel that we, you know, are never going to be loved again by someone. So when somebody comes to us and they make a big play, you know, I think about my ex-husband when I met him, and we were only in our mid-20s, or a little late, you know, a little older than that. And I was just so enthralled by him because, you know, he paid me so much attention, and he was so over-flattering, and he was so much, I love you, I love you, I love you, and that's within a very short amount of time. And it all seemed very flattering. Did you have that similar experience or no?
Yes, it did seem flattering in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine really wanted to be in a relationship, and he met me, and he said, you know, you're the woman I want to marry. And, you know, I felt, like, very honored because I thought this was somebody who was important. It was, you know, asking me to be part of his life forever. And it was a very quick romance. How about yours? Was yours faster now?
Quick, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Within 3 or 4 months, we were married.
Same here. I met mine in June. We were married, you know, by the end of middle September. It was a whirlwind kind of romance because they keep you moving at every moment so that you don't see too much of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You've had that same feeling?
Yes, yes. But after,
if you're caught up in a whirlwind, it's easy to not see what's in front of you, right?
Right.
I think that when you come out of marriages where you're feeling depressed and where you're feeling alone, you're looking for anyone who can make you feel better. And these guys just know it. They can tell by looking at you, by the way you walk, by the way you carry yourself, by the way you interact with them. I mean, these guys are right on target. They can recognize a vulnerable woman within minutes. And I think maybe it's our desperation to want to have somebody that we act overly anxious. You think that's possible, Chuck?
I think that's true. But, like, this time, I think I learned my lesson, like, at least to be by myself for a while. And I have been, you know, just to grow and heal myself from all that I've been through.
Mm-hmm. But also, you were involved for a long time, right?
Yes, this last marriage, it lasted 22 years.
Which was a very long time. It's a long time to live with someone who mistreats you.
It
and
is.
It's enough to take it, right?
It is. Yes, it is.
And I always tell women, you know, when you have to come home and feel like you're always walking on eggshells, that's how I used to feel with my gay ex-husband. I always felt like if I didn't do the right thing, he would be, you know, have a temper tantrum and just lose himself, and then I would have to take the brunt of that. I mean, did you ever feel that way?
Always. Yes, you are on eggshells because something's always wrong and it's always your fault.
Exactly. And would you say that's the true trait of a narcissist?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that's a has to do with narcissism. I mean, that it does, because narcissists behave that way. But then I think about gay men. They don't really want to be with a woman, so they can act that way as well. You know, they're not really into that, into the marriage to begin with. They don't have anything invested in you, really.
Mm-mm. And no matter how long you're going to stay with them, it's never going to get better. Would you agree on that?
I agree with that totally. It never does get better.
Now, I always tell women, every single day that you waste with a gay man is a day you're never going to get back in your life. It's gone. And you start piling them up. I mean, if you look back on your marriage, you were together, what, 22 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lifetime. It's like half an adult lifetime, right?
It is. My head was so messed up. I didn't know what was wrong. You know, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know what the problem was. I could, I, I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And so that affects everything else that you do. You know, when you start questioning your judgment, you start questioning a lot of things, like your ability to be a good mother, like your ability to be a good friend, a good daughter. I mean, it just doesn't stop with the marriage. It goes into all different kinds of directions with your life. And that's what I tell women. You got to save yourself, you know, because of the fact these marriages will just, they're like a cancer. They sit and infect you. And, you know, and all over your life, all the different aspects of it. It's not just you and your gay husband. It's how you interact with your children because they're making you feel that you're not sufficient as a mother. Did yours ever do that to you?
Oh, we didn't have children.
Right. But,
but I have children from my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt deficient in everything, you know. I didn't feel like I was good enough for or did anything right.
Well, that's the whole thing. And I think that on our Valentine's Day message, that's what we want to let women know, that as long as you stay with your gay husbands, you're never going to feel life is right. You may get by it. You may survive it. You may walk through it, but you're not living it. Because these men can never make us feel, you know, the way we need to feel as women. And Deborah's been alone for 9 years. I stayed alone for 11 years after my marriage, and I was very happy.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't looking to meet someone. I was just very lucky at that time. My heart opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was living for 11 years by myself, I was thrilled. I woke up every day without the pressure of wondering, how am I going to make my husband unhappy today? Because that's what it seems to be like every day.
Yeah.
When I would wake up, I was right away I thought, what's going to make him unhappy? No matter what I did, he could never be happy.
Yeah.
Yours too?
And yes, exactly. And, you know, your life will really start to settle down, even if you live alone, you know, and your nerves and everything. You'll just begin to have a calmer life.
Yeah, peace of mind is something you can never buy in a marriage to a gay man. You'll never have peace of mind. Because first of all, I'll always be gaslighting you, making you think you're crazy anyway. But nothing you do will ever be right for him because he feels stuck and trapped in a marriage where he doesn't belong. So that's why on this Valentine's Day, learn to love yourself enough to walk away. And, you know, if you're still stuck in a marriage, you know, you can always come to me if you need support. I have a whole support network. We can help you on your way out of these marriages. But staying in them is just doom for you. I mean, it's true your gay ex-husband won't be, or your gay husband won't be happy, but he's living the life he wants to lead, you covering it up for him. But you don't have to keep being his cover. You can get out of these marriages, and you can live on your own. So, Deb, our holiday message is almost over. Would you like to say a few words to give some encouragement to our women?
Well, I would just encourage any woman in that situation to get out of it. And know that your life can be happier even if you live alone.
And that is our message for today. You can find happiness within yourself, but you're never going to find happiness with someone who doesn't really want to be with you. That just makes you feel rejected, unappreciative, and down on yourself. So
yeah.
Once I start our new shows coming up in March, Deb, I'm hoping you'll be my guest so we can do our regular show, talk about your books and narcissism and some of the other experiences that you've learned about.
Okay, yes, I will.
That'll be wonderful. And to all of our women out there, let me tell you, life gets better once you're on the other side of the track here. And if you need help getting there, let me know. Also, my new newsletter came out today, so if you didn't get it and you want it, write to me at bonk@aol.com, and I'll be happy to put you on the mailing list and send it to you. Other than that, happy holiday of love to all of our women. We're out there to help you and to support you as you're going through this. You are not alone, and I'll be talking to you soon again in a few weeks. Our episodes will resume again for Bonnie K. Straight Talk. Deborah, thanks so much for doing the show with me. You know I love you.
I love you too, Bonnie. Thank you.
All right,
sweetie,
we'll be talking again shortly.
All
right, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.